last night there was another Republican presidential debate, which was very strange because it only involved two candidates, Ron DeSantis and neocon Nikki, because CNN claimed that Vivek didn't qualify according to their standards because they couldn't allow him to speak to the American people on a major news network. He makes too much sense and has too much guts. Chris Krispy Kreme wasn't there either because he finally saw the writing on the wall, or more likely his donors dried up, and so he dropped out of the race last night. But he did leave us with this departing gift, unbeknownst to him, being caught on a hot mic, admitting that Nikki Haley has no shot against Donald Trump or even Little Ron.
And she's going to get smoked, and you and I both know it. She's not up to this.
She's still 20 points.
Oh, and this goes without saying, Donald Trump qualified for the debate, but he has better things to do than waste his time talking to a couple of people who have zero chance actually winning the Republican primary, and I believe are polling about 50 points below him. No, 50 points. So it's not like either of these clowns are 15, 10 points behind Donald Trump. They are 50 points behind. It was mostly an uneventful debate because at this point, neither of these two are even campaigning for VP because it's highly unlikely that Donald Trump picks either of them. But they both did get a couple good jabs in at each other. Here's one from Ron.
And I think the difference between Nikki Haley and me, you know, I listened to all that litany of stuff. You know, I debated the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. You know, I thought he lied a lot. Man, Nikki Haley gives him a run for his money, and she may even be more liberal than Gavin Newsom is. We are in a situation here in Florida, as Republicans.
Now, she got in a couple good ones too, but it's not really that hard when you just speak the obvious about Ron DeSantis' campaign.
But in the one basic thing, you've campaigned for president in one state. You're invisible in New Hampshire. You're invisible in South Carolina. You're in fifth place. You've got $150 million and you've gone down in the polls in Iowa. Why should we think you can manage or do anything in this country?
Thank you, Governor DeSantis.
But mostly she was a broken record, plugging her anti-DeSantis campaign website not twice, not three times, or four, or five, or six, or seven, or eight, or nine, or 10, or 11, or 12, or 13, or 14, or 15, but 16 times during the debate. This was literally her response to almost every statement that Ron DeSantis made.
Oh, go to DeSantisLies.com.
Yeah. DeSantisLies.com.
And DeSantisLies.com. Go to DeSantisLies.com. And you can go to DeSantisLies.com. Go to DeSantisLies.com. You can go to DeSantisLies.com. DeSantisLies.com.
So in
DeSantisLies.com. DeSantisLies.com.
And of course, she repeated her same talking points that she has repeated every single debate about her favorite country.
It has never been that Israel needs America. It has always been that America needs Israel.
Oh, I'm sure they do. That's why we give them $5 billion in aid of American tax dollars. And they are the largest total recipient of United States aid throughout all of history. And here she is talking about what she did when she was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. You know, the person who represents the United States to the U.N.?
When I was at the United Nations, I fought every day for Israel. And if you would have listened to what I said at the United...
Well, that's interesting because you were supposed to be the ambassador to the United States fighting every day on behalf of America. And Ron DeSantis had a very interesting answer about the latest conflict in the region in the 75-year-old ongoing land dispute between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Do you support the mass removal of Palestinians from Gaza?
So as president, I am not going to tell them to do that. I think there's a lot of issues with that.
Of course there are, because then you're going to flood Europe and the United States with, well, a bunch of refugees who don't exactly like our way of life here.
But if they make the calculation that to avert a second Holocaust, they need to do that. I think some of these Palestinian Arabs, Saudi Arabia should take
Thank
some.
You.
So Ron DeSantis is not opposed to Israel ethnically cleansing, removing all of the Palestinians from Gaza. And while Republicans are supposedly against affirmative action and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, favoring certain races or ethnic groups over others, Ron DeSantis announced 2 days ago that he supports affirmative action in order to help Jews. Posted on Twitter 2 days ago that he is directing Florida's colleges and universities to make it easier for Jewish students to transfer to a Florida higher education institution, while leaders of elite universities enable anti-Semitism. We will protect Jewish students and welcome them to Florida. So Ron DeSantis supports diversity, equity, and inclusion, and affirmative action, just not the liberal brand of it. Meanwhile, over on Fox News, at the same time that CNN was hosting Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, while they pretended that they have a chance at actually becoming the Republican nominee, Donald Trump was engaged in a town hall in Iowa.
We have millions and millions of people here. It is not sustainable.
Talking about the illegal aliens.
You see in New York City with it getting the regular students out and they're putting migrants in their place.
In the school, they kicked out 2,000 students in Brooklyn in order to house the illegal aliens.
We are going to have the largest deportation effort in the history of our country. We're bringing everybody back to where they came from. We have no choice. We have no choice.
But the Democrat mayor of New York, Eric Adams, has another supposed solution to the problem.
It is my vision to take the next step to this, to go to the faith-based locales.
He wants churches to take in all of the illegals since there's no more room in any of the hotels that the government commandeers and pays the rooms for to house these people. So then the next step is get a load of this.
And then move to private residence. There are residents who are suffering right now because of economic challenges. They have spare rooms. They have locales. And if we can find a way to get over the 30-day rule and other rules that government has in its place, we can take that $4.2 billion, $4.3 it may be now, that we potentially have to spend, and we can put it back in the pockets of everyday New Yorkers, everyday houses of worship, instead of putting it in the pockets of corporations.
He is literally calling for New Yorkers to rent out rooms to the migrants, and then he wants our tax dollars to pay those homeowners for the rent for the illegal aliens staying in their homes. And here's Donald Trump responding last night in his Iowa town hall to a question about the chaos during his administration.
I think he had very little chaos. I think most of the chaos was caused by the Democrats constantly going after me. And remember this. Remember that with phony, Russia, Russia, Russia. I mean, if you look at Ukraine, 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 everything was phony. The FISA warrants, the lying to Congress. They had chaos. They were the ones that caused the chaos. We didn't have chaos. We got the biggest tax cuts in history, the biggest regulation cuts in history. I had no wars. I'm the only president in 72 years. I didn't have any wars.
And now this man is in charge of the country. And if you haven't read my new book yet, The War on Conservatives, you don't know what you're missing. So order it in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below. If you like watching my videos, which I assume you do if you made it this far, then you'll really love reading the books. They're a lot more serious, a lot more in-depth, like I say. If you haven't read them yet, you're going to be very impressed. Those who've read them know it's a totally different side to me. Behind the jokes and the sarcasm, I am a very serious person, actually. So order The War on Conservatives in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.